Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Marilyn Hickey, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a Pentecostal pastor who says he came back to life after being dead 15 minutes through the power of prayer. Listen to hear why Christopher Wickland is giving God all the credit for his miraculous recovery. Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home. A pastor in the UK says the power of prayer and divine providence are what brought him back to life after he was dead for 15 minutes. Christopher Wickland is a 47-year-old pastor of a church in southern England called Living Word Pentecostal Church. Wickland was playing with his kids at a trampoline park when he suffered a cardiac arrest. According to the Daily Mail, Wickland walked into the dressing room when he began vomiting and then collapsed. Staff immediately jumped into action and used a defibrillator 4 times in an attempt to revive him. He was rushed to the hospital, where doctors told his wife, Tracy, that he had been dead for 15 minutes. They warned her that if he survived, he would likely suffer brain and heart damage. Tracy, who pastors the church with her husband, immediately contacted intercessors and asked them to pray. According to Mail Online, Wickland was in an induced coma for 48 hours before waking up Sunday morning while his church was having their worship service. Once he was sufficiently recovered, Wickland visited the trampoline park to see the staff who helped him. On Facebook, he wrote that he was shocked to hear he was dead for 15 minutes. He says this, "The ambulance person said he has never in 24 years seen anyone come back to life after a 4th electric shock to the heart. This whole event was nothing short of a miracle." End quote. Wickland was also surprised that he had had a heart attack at all. He says he's physically fit and that he has had no damage to his heart before. He continues on to say, "I've seen quite a lot of miracles, and this was down to the power of prayer. This is a miracle that is all down to divine providence and the very quick actions of some people. My congregation and other Christians around the world were also praying for me. All this power was harnessed to keep me alive. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed." End quote. You can read the full story at charismanews.com. And if you've had an experience where you've seen the power of prayer in action, then share this podcast with a friend and tell them all about it. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.